And you're tuned to KNCE Taos 93.5 FM, True Taos Radio. Thank you, Rita. And going into the headlines, New Mexico lawmakers are embarking on a legislative session that may focus entirely on legalization of recreational marijuana. Efforts at legalizing the sale of cannabis to adults 21 and older faltered during the regular annual session that ended March 20th, amid divergent views about government oversight of a lucrative market. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has called back legislators to the State House to hammer out an agreement on issues of tax rates on marijuana sales, precautions against child access, and court procedures for reversing past cannabis convictions. Negotiations are well underway and in private right now, but the special session will begin Tuesday, tomorrow. House Republicans criticized the effort as frivolous and disrespectful in the run-up to Good Friday and Easter celebrations in a heavily Roman Catholic state. Lujan Grisham's administration has pushed for close oversight of marijuana markets, including possible caps on licenses and the amount of marijuana grown. Legalization skeptics have cautioned against any regulations that create a government-sanctioned monopoly that might hinder opportunity. Successful legislation would extend legal recreational cannabis sales across the American Southwest from California to the New Mexico state line with Texas, which still prohibits non-medical marijuana. New Mexico plans to close Springer Correctional Center, a women's prison located in Colfax County, and transfer the inmates and workers elsewhere. Corrections website for the 2019 fiscal year said the prison had an average daily population of 350. Civil rights advocates and prisoner representatives who have called for closure of the prison welcomed the closure plans. At least a dozen women inmates at the prison have filed lawsuits alleging that they were sexually harassed, assaulted, or raped by guards, and then ignored or retaliated against when they reported the abuse to higher-ups who knew about it but did nothing. Stephen Robert Allen, director of the New Mexico Prison and Jail Project, a nonprofit organization that advocates on behalf of incarcerated people, said, quote, "In addition to systemic sexual violence perpetrated against the women detained there, the basic living conditions are truly horrible," end quote. Earlier this month, New Mexico State Senate passed Senate Bill 32, the Wildlife Conservation and Public Safety Act, also known as Roxy's Law. Senate Bill 32 makes critical strides towards protecting all those who enjoy the outdoors, humans and animals, by prohibiting traps, snares, and poisons on public lands. The bipartisan vote demonstrated strong legislative backing for a bill that is supported by the majority of New Mexicans, from hunters and nature enthusiasts to dog walkers and park visitors. And it is 5:08 p.m. here in Taos, New Mexico. I'm Julia Day, here with the afternoon show. Thanks for being with us on KNCE Taos, 93.5 FM, True Taos Radio.